Sunnybanks, which is about the spirit of loving care or material motivation. My gran is getting older. She's frail, yet always kind. I'm concerned about the future and her need for peace of mind. While mulling over options and inquiring for the best, one call I had disturbed me, uneasy to digest. It's corporate technology we're keen to help your gran. Imagine no more fretting on the endless needs of care. We'll tailor all the software to ensure we are aware of when she wants a cup of tea or to visit you know where. Relax, our algorithms will ensure a robot's there. For days built on contentment, her designer chair is smart, with comfort, online everything to ease a lonely heart. She can ask to hear her favourites, a song to reminisce, watch nostalgic entertainment from those times she tends to miss. If feeling independent, need a change of scene for tea, she asks, pop in the garden, a friend of hers to see. The chair, which is autonomous and prompt to reassess, will order tea, find her friend, then drive with GPS. Relax as all our microphones hear everything she says. AI gives cheerful answers to ensure her peaceful days. Our latest innovation, relax with robot dog, who even cocks a little leg, a memory to jog. Our reviews show 5-star ratings, whatever plan you choose. With DigiCare Computing, key staff work while they cruise. Quite early every evening when the day is nearly done, an option is for calming words while staff enjoy the sun. The choice perhaps celebrity, a priest or friend who cares, their recorded voice will lull her with favourite words or prayers. Our focus on well-being is the core of DigiCare. We assure our many clients there's no need to sit and stare. Of course, there are a few staff on site for this and that. Do watch Gran on your mobile. Feel free to call and chat. I see from your location we've a vacancy that's spare at Sunnybanks. It's beautiful. Gran would be happy there. That completes my presentation. There's a great deal to digest. Let corporate technology allow your mind to rest. Your call I find surprising, yet it fits what I've been told. Do excuse me only briefly as I put your call on hold. And suddenly I got it. While this sales call sounded clear, it's a realistic program my busy thoughts to steer. Time to test the system. Please convince me you are real, as a sentient, loving human with emotions that you feel. I am simply here to help you, the reply with bland effect. My colleagues can assist if my response is incorrect. Savouring the challenged, I asked, what is your role as disembodied voice, no body, mind or soul? A pause, then click and silence. As the call came to an end, disturbed by chilling outlook, time for coffee with good friend. Good grief. Are they suggesting my loved one goes to stay where the care is based on software while key staff are far away? There's no feeling, love that's human or affection to be seen. That CT is appalling. It's care by bright machine. Ah, the wonders of technology bring challenges galore. They impact on traditions, bring new questions to the fore. CT is the epitome of corporate control. It is often cost-efficient, yet what price is placed on soul? I sense from your demeanour great concern as things evolve. Step back from routine thinking, see the matter to resolve. The problem with humanity, it hasn't got a clue as to what it's really here for. It's obsessed with money too. With any novel prospect that appears yet is unclear, it helps to see the motive. Is it loving and sincere? Do all of their intentions bring selfless love to life? It's incredibly important with materialism rife. No need to be downhearted, enthused my cheerful mate. Let all the less desirable pass by, not irritate. Real love cannot be managed. It is there or it is not. Is DigiCare your future? Will it improve Gran's lot?